Peter Heller lives on the rocky plain of Denver, Colorado. The Rocky Mountains loom to the west, but at one point in his life, he yearned for a different landscape.
When I was 19, I went to sea. It was on a 35-foot lobster boat out of Newport, Rhode Island. We went offshore 3 days at a time, about 120 miles from port, to the edge of the continental shelf. We picked up mile-long strings of 40 traps, laid in canyons a mile deep. The boat was called the Newsboy. Dan Desmond, the skipper, had been a master typesetter for the Boston Globe back when all the type was set by hand in lead. When computer typesetting came in, he went into early retirement and realized a dream he'd had all his life growing up in Gloucester, to own his own offshore boat and captain it and make a living from the sea. The boat was immaculate. It was battle gray with a white wheelhouse and 20 feet of low, open stern. The lettering on its bow was always freshly painted and bold. The heart of her, the great Diesel, was clean brushed steel as spotless as a museum piece. Dan, like the Newsboy, was powerfully built. He was about 6 feet, a little heavy, and he had a strong coastal Massachusetts accent. He loved that boat, and it was clear that he was bred to the sea, even though he'd put it off for most of his life. He had an uncanny sense of where the lobster would be. They moved in schools along the seabed, and if you could stay with them, lay your traps in their path, a crew could make a lot of money. And Dan was a fierce navigator. This was before GPS. The strings were marked by a buoy with an 8-foot wand and two colored flags, black and red, the Newsboys' colors, and a star-shaped radar reflector. Dan could throttle into a fishing ground on open sea, gray with rain and roughened with wind and big swells, the horizon empty except for the swaying, slender marker buoys of a dozen other boats, and he'd steam right to his flag. He'd do the same at night in a growing storm. And he was a good boss. There were four of us, the same crew since August, all seasoned fishermen but me. I'd taken one trip with another skipper, a hothead who yelled and cursed and abused his crew. Dan didn't like cursing on his boat, and he was a patient teacher. He only yelled to get above the engine and the wind. When I stuck myself in the hand with a bait fish bone and it started to streak, Dan drove me to the hospital in his truck as soon as we hit shore, and he paid for the visit and the antibiotic. He always brought along a cooler packed with meatloaf sandwiches his wife had made. One October night, when I was at the wheel with the cabin window open by my shoulder and Orion coming up out of the sea and the warm smells of the Gulf Stream coming off the water, Dan told me that his wife was his high school sweetheart, that he'd been with no other woman and didn't care to be. In mid-November, we steamed into Newport before dawn in a cold rain. I remember the strings of shore lights rising in the blackness, the welcome sense of safe harbor. We were loaded with lobster and all bone-tired. Dan steered the Newsboy to the pier and nudged her up against one of the boats already tied too deep to the dock. In the first wash light of day, he stood in his green slicker on the stern. He was wet and looked exhausted. I walked up and told him I was quitting. I was 19 and wanted to visit my girlfriend in New Hampshire, and I was ready for something new. Dan looked at me. "There's only another month or so of trips to finish out the season," he said. "I got to go back to New Hampshire," I said. Dan looked immeasurably sad. "All right," he said. A few years ago, I looked up his number in Gloucester and called. I asked him if he was still fishing. He told me that he'd sold the Newsboy after our season ended. I was stunned. "Why?" I asked. "After you left, I couldn't find anyone to replace you, an experienced railman. I lost thousands of dollars. It was too hard to find good help." I mumbled something, made some kind of talk, and hung up. Recently, I was up at Seal Harbor on the coast of Maine and found myself watching the lobster boats moving among the islands. I was thinking about a good man and his boat and what it means to be loyal. Working on the Newsboy was the best job I'd ever had. I guess I forgive myself for being young and in love, but as a fishing boat disappeared around a wooded point, I wanted to be on it more than anything, heading for open water.
Writer Peter Heller, he lives now in Denver, Colorado.
You're listening to NPR, National Public Radio.